A billboard advertising Hidalgo County, located in New Mexico's Boot Hill, displays the towering silhouette of two cowboys on horseback, riding in a cloud of gray dust. The image evokes a sense of mystery and adventure. And that's exactly the feeling you get bumping along the rough roads that take you into the heart of Hidalgo County. In this southernmost part of New Mexico, there are two ghost towns, bad cell phone reception, and only about one person per square mile.
Geronimo surrendered for the final time in not far from here. And it was wild country then, and it's really wild and unsettled now.
Levi Klump is a lifelong cattle rancher, slim with cool blue eyes. He lives in lower Hidalgo County on a lush desert terrain known as the Animas Valley. Here, the rolling hills of yellow grass gleam gold under the sunshine, and mountains rise on all sides against an open blue sky. This isolated beauty makes for excellent smuggling territory. Right now, the nearest Border Patrol station is almost 2 hours away. After a year of site evaluation, the Border Patrol recently announced they would build a forward operating base 5 miles from Levi Klump's property. The base couldn't come any sooner.
Here we have illegal drug traffic and illegal human smuggling, but the majority by far is the drug trafficking.
Klump says his house was broken into last summer. Food was taken, as were knives and his child's backpack. Other residents' homes have also been broken into, he says. Some residents were tied up by robbers. Others were forced to drive the robbers to the main highway. Klump says not all of these invaders are caught.
Any time that I am away and my family is here, I worry. I worry what will happen and if they are safe.
Overall, apprehension rates along the U.S.-Mexico border have dropped 71% since 2000. And while New Mexico has the fewest apprehensions of all border states, the Boot Hill is a point of concern. As neighboring states clamp down on border security by adding more agents and infrastructure, illegal traffickers are increasingly looking for weak spots along the border. Chris Mangusing is the chief patrol agent for this section of New Mexico.
And that's why we're so adamant about being on the border, about making sure that we keep a presence down there, because we definitely know that we could definitely be the next Arizona.
The substation will be built on land leased from a private owner 20 miles north of the actual border. The location has upset some residents who say it should be further south. Mira Galt was one of the 217 locals that signed a petition asking the Border Patrol to build the substation on an expanse of flat grassland 7 miles from the border. Galt argues that closer to the border, the more illegal traffic that can be deterred.
If they really want to stop it, that's a better place.
But Mangusing, the patrol chief, says most illegal traffic takes the less visible route through the mountains, not the open grassland where agents have ground radar and thermal night vision in place. New Mexico already has 2 forward operating bases near the border. This latest base will have a residential area for agents, horse corrals, and a heliport capable of accommodating a Black Hawk helicopter. The new base is expected to be completed in 4 to 6 months. Reporting from the Animas Valley of New Mexico, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.